state leaders and a congressman pledged to keep fighting Washington on behalf of rural Utah Friday. KUER's Judy Faze attended Rural Legislative Day at the state capitol.
Utah's governor and lieutenant governor both served on county commissions early in their careers, and they promised Friday to back up rural leaders on local issues like boosting jobs and education. And like them, Utah Congressman Rob Bishop says he'll keep taking their side against what they call federal overreach. Gordon Topham is a Sevier County commissioner. He's dismayed about Washington's new constraints on fossil fuels, so he's happy about the momentum behind the land transfer lawsuit everybody's talking about in the Capitol.
Really, I see that's about the only option we've got now, is to do that. I wouldn't care who owned the land as long as we had some reasonable management of it so that we can use those resources.
Governor Gary Herbert and lawmakers are openly questioning the estimated $14 million cost of a suit. But economies outside of Utah's city still haven't rebounded all the way, and many rural leaders see greater local control as the best solution. Jim Withers is a Millard County commissioner and dairy farmer. He says it's time to give locals a crack at the problems federal agencies are fumbling, like the wild horse herds in his county.
It's going to get to the point where those native plants and part of our desert will be basically destroyed because of the lack of management of the wild horses. There are just too many horses there.
Rural leaders also talked about building an educated workforce and other state incentives for attracting new industries. Judy Faze, KUER News.